In all my planning, no one had told me that French toilets were different. Our train arrived at the Gare de Lyon about the same time as my lunch arrived in my lower intestinal tract. I left Hadley guarding our meager possessions and set out in search of la toilette. French train stations are huge, and by the time I found it, there was little time to spare. I rushed toward the entrance, but I was blocked by an ancient crone who looked like Methuselah's mother. "No, no, no," she cackled, and pointed a withered finger toward a small table for coins and tissues, as if she were guarding the gates of hell. Little did I know. A quick fumble in my pockets produced some French coins, and, loaded with tissue, I was assigned my own cubicle. I opened the door and stepped in, and I do mean stepped in. There was no toilet, at least not the kind we know. I was standing in a dirty hole in the floor into which I had dropped every last piece of tissue. It was known as a Turkish two-footer, a huge enameled crater, and I was up to my ankles in it. I salvaged the few dry tissues and prepared. On each side of the crater was a foothold. I placed both feet firmly, dropped my trousers, and squatted precariously. Somehow, I finished and managed to get upright again. Above me, on the back wall, was a box with a rusted chain and a cracked wooden handle. That seemed simple enough. Pull the chain, flush the pit. Nobody told me that I would unleash the greatest deluge since Moses closed the Red Sea on the Egyptians. Water splashed and swirled everywhere as I clung to the wall with a suction that would have defied an octopus. When the waves subsided, the damage seemed to be minimal, with the exception of a very damp feeling in the seat of my trousers, stained but not destroyed. I stepped outside with a semblance of dignity. Standing directly in front of me was the harpy from hell. She looked me up and down and side to side. Then her hairy face contorted and a foul gust of air burst from her lips. "Ha! Idiot!" A gnarled finger pointed menacingly at my derriere. "Idiot! Idiot!" I knew exactly what she was thinking. One more stupid American tourist with a wet ass. I quickly found Hadley, and we headed for the taxi line. I kept my head up, and she walked directly behind me, very close, smirking all the way. That was my dignified arrival into the heart of Paris. After a short stay at the Hotel Jacobi d'Angleterre, we found our romantic hideaway. It was on the left bank, four flights up, and no toilet. On the landing below, we got to share another disgusting Turkish two-footer. Eventually, I got used to it. I only fell in once. Then, I became adept enough to leap out the door before my feet got wet. Dry feet was the defining difference between a native Parisian and a tourist.